Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're joined by a guy who, just bat speed. I've never seen somebody swing a bat as fast as this guy. Everybody who knows the game knows that that's true. Gary Sheffield, 9-time All-Star, won a championship back in 97 with the Marlins, bunch of silver sluggers, a batting title, and one of the fierce competitors and just absolute mashers in the game. And we got Sheff back with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Gary, how you doing today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm good. How you guys doing, man?
We're doing great. We were trying to get you yesterday for Jackie Robinson Day, but good to get you. And by the way, all the teams that didn't play yesterday are celebrating it today. So We could certainly get into that point. You know, the numbers, Gary, and it obviously didn't impact you because you made it and you played, but the numbers in the 70s and the 80s, it was right around 20% African-American. The Jim Rices, the Dave Winfields, and of course guys like yourself, et cetera, Dwight Gooden. And then it changed, right? It changed dramatically. It dipped to about 7, 8, 9%, more Asian players, more Hispanic players. But the African-American player does not have great representation in the game. There's a lot of theories as to why. I don't know if anybody could give us a better answer than you. Why the drop-off, and how does it change, or will it change?
Well, during my era, you know, you had some superstars that wouldn't step up, that was on top of the game. I was a player that speak about things that happens over and over, and it has to be something that you know to be true, because before you put yourself out there, you want to be factual, and you're not being outspoken and speaking about things just to cause problems. You're doing it because it's a concern of yours, and so, you know, I was one of those few guys that would speak out on certain things, which my life was going great. I was getting my contract. I was putting up my numbers. But, you know, some guys are just satisfied with, you know, getting theirs and not worrying about the people that was before them and coming after them. So We had a lot of that going on, and it's still going on.
Yeah. How do we change it? Yeah. Like, how does that change? Like, you're not playing now, so you can only do so much. How does that change? How do those numbers get back up to where they were in the 70s and the 80s?
Well, you know, the number one, you can start advertising and marketing more African-Americans and start putting us in a positive light. Anytime you're talking about today's millennials and they see negativity, they go the other way, you know, because they're instant people, they're instant results, and they want to see an easier path. And so when you have that, Major League Baseball probably does the worst job and marketing the game the way it should be marketed, and because the game is for everybody. You look at NFL, you know, you'll see, you know, advertise everybody who has a charity. You see them on TV and United Way, and you will see a lot of different African Americans doing positive things. You will see the NBA; they're running their own game, the athletes.
Yeah.
But in Major League Baseball, they keep it the same.
Yeah, no, I've always thought that, Gary. When you look at the the lack of social media interaction with Major League Baseball players, the lack of, like, marquee matchups. They don't do those promotions, like this guy versus this guy. Not that it's not a team game, but that just gets your interest and makes you more, inclined to want to dive into it. I think the next logical question becomes, you know, when we think about African-American players and the other sports that they gravitate to, is there a way to make baseball feel cool and fast and immediate? We know how great the game is. That's not what I'm talking about, so don't get that misconstrued. But, like, you watch a basketball player or basketball game, and it feels, like, action-packed and filled. How can you – there's no really way to change that with baseball, is there?
Well, it was that way when I was playing. You know, they implemented all these rules now and they've changed the game so much to they're making it more hitters friendly, even without having success. You know, these guys can go out there and strike out 180, 190 times, and it's okay. And then all of a sudden, they show a home run. Now a home run is less appealing. You know, when a home run was a big deal and it was more appealing,
yeah,
because it wasn't happening as often as it is now. So, you know, if they would have told me or Barry Bonds or any other great player, all you have to do is go out and hit home runs, we'll have a million of them, you know. but your batting average is going to be 250 and you're going to strike out. After you retire, it looked on your resume, you struck out 10,000 times. You know, I played 22 years and I probably barely have 1,000 strikeouts in my lifetime. And, you know, and when I see a popular player that everybody gravitate to, he's the face of the team, face of the city, and he has 100 strikeouts in April. And so when I see stuff like that, you know, I'm not one of those older players that scoff at the game,
and
talk about the game in a negative light. I just you know, speak on facts. But what I do is I meet these kids where they're at. That's the way the game is played today. That don't mean I have to watch it.
Yeah.
Wow. I talked to Gary Sheffield, and you didn't have a million home runs, but you had over 500. And to your point about not striking out a whole lot. And I knew you made consistent hard contact, but I didn't quite realize that you struck out as little as you did. How about this, Teak? You go back to – he's with the Padres still at this point, so it's his fifth season at this point. Yeah, fifth season. Finishes third in the MVP race, right? Bats 330, leads the league. Leads the league in total bases, 323. And, again, we've all seen Gary swing. Swings violently.
Yeah.
He's looking to put a hurt on the ball. 33 bombs, 100 ribbies, 40 strikeouts in 618 plate appearances. I knew it was good. I didn't know it was that good. Well, I mean,
you want better than that.
Let's hear it.
I just did a special with Alicia Gwynn, Miss Tony Gwynn's wife.
Yes.
She came down here and did a story. It's coming out soon.
Okay.
And when you see this story, it's going to blow your mind. She reminded me. She said, Gary, you know what you and Tony did in 1992? I don't think a player has ever even done this, or nobody ever heard of this.
Okay.
I said, what is that? She said, you know how many home runs you had, right? I said, yeah, I hit 33. And she said, you won a batting title with my husband on the team. I said, yeah, I was on his team. I was on his team.
Yeah.
And she said, no, my husband, when they traded for you, my husband was sitting there watching the TV and jumped up for joy, like the best thing that ever happened to him. And I was like, for real? She was like, yes. He wanted to be teammates with you more than you know. I said, wow. She said, but I'm going to give you a stat that nobody ever talks about. And then she said, you hit 33 home runs and won the batting title when my husband had won 6 or 7 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you won the batting title with him. You know how many times y'all struck out combined?
How many?
47 times.
I mean, that's I mean, listen. Chef.
47. She said 47, 57, something like that. Because you say I struck out 40 times, right?
Yeah.
You know how many times Tony Gwynn struck out?
7.
Eight.
Yeah, 8.
Look it up.
I got to look it up.
Times.
Well, you know what's crazy, Chef?
Times.
And by the way, all those hitters, I look at my – now, I was a lefty hitter, right? So most of my favorite hitters of all time are lefties. Mattingly's my all-time – Mattingly, before he hurt his back, was as good as anybody. So Mattingly, the great Tony Gwynn, I love George Brett. I love Wade Boggs. Those are my four favorite hitters of all time. And all those guys put the bat on the ball. I don't understand. Like, see, the problem is, if there's no penalty, the lowest level of the minors, it's, you know, you're not going to get benched if you have 3 or 4 whiffs or you're expanding the zone. So until there's no incentive.
Yeah.
To try to stop striking out.
Gary, by the way, you gave him one too many. He struck out 16.
That's
16. 16 times.
How many at bats, Teak?
He had 520 at bats.
That's amazing.
Yes.
He was the best.
That's insane.
Yep.
But like Teak asked me, what would make the game more appealing?
Yep.
Well, when you look at the action part of the game. There mm-hmm. used to be bunting, and the fast guy gets a job, and he can make it in baseball, mm-hmm. you know, because he was fast. And
that's why I thought I could play, Gary. I was like, dude, I can bunt. Well, I can get on base.
You could have in my era.
Yeah, it's true. I couldn't hit home runs.
You didn't have to in his era. That's the point. You could have just ran.
When you see all of these actions, that action was going on in the game, mm-hmm. the bunts, the taking third when the ball is hit to right at the center fielder. Yep. He's on first, taking third. Then the big guy drives him in. Everybody had a role, and everybody was just as important on that team because they knew their role. That's what made the game sexy and appealing. Baseball, naturally, it's not an appealing game over basketball and football because it's action-driven all the time.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
It's more strategy in baseball, but those are the little things that can make the game sexy again.
Well, now, I want to go back to some – talking to Gary Sheffield, 509 home runs, nine-time All-Star, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. About 4 or 5 minutes ago, you ended the statement with, but that doesn't mean I have to watch it. So are you saying that you don't watch baseball at all?
I don't watch baseball at all. After I was kind of forced to watch baseball,
yeah,
because I was working with TBS,
yeah,
and so I had to remember who was, you know, really find out who are these players,
yeah,
out of
the job.
I'll tell you the secret now. I never watched the games during the season. I would get educated on it when I get there.
Really, you dislike it that much, huh?
It's not something that I can watch based on what I'm seeing, because I'll be a complainer.
Yeah, I hear you.
Not even highlights. You like, you won't even put on MLB Network and watch like quick pitch and, you know, see the all the highlight. Not even that. Like nothing.
Nothing.
Wow, man, that's disappointing, Gary. Yeah. I mean, I get it.
This is the first time I ever said that out loud. But I'm just truly disappointed in what I watch.
Do you think it can come back, Gary? Do you think there's a manager out there or an organization that can, I don't know, start doing things differently and making it more like it used to be? Like, man, that team is fun as hell to watch. Like the Royals, for instance, when the Royals won the World Series, the year before they won and the year they won, they were actually a pretty compelling team to dig into because they small-balled it sometimes. You know what I mean? They didn't hit 400 home runs a year.
You're asking a really, really good question, and what you're saying, you're onto something. But Theo Epstein walked away from, you know, general manager position because he's the one that pretty much started all this sabermetric stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he was big, and Billy Beane did the whole money ball things, and he looked for on-base percentage. But really, Theo Epstein he dove so deep into this, not analytics, then took over the game. And I think a lot of these managers, the way they used to manage games and the players they was looking for, they're no longer looking for those players now because you couldn't get a job as a manager if you wasn't into this stuff.
That's true.
That's a good point.
And so now you're putting really good managers that's been under the Jim Leland's, that been under the Tony La Russa's, that had the tutelage to manage a certain way. They're no longer they can't manage that way anymore.
That's true. You're a puppet. I mean, a lot of times the lineup is pretty much given to you. Mm-hmm. The bullpen, you know, arms, the way they're brought in, it's kind of laid out before a series, before a game. I get it. Gary, there's a lot of things. Listen, I mean, there's a lot of things about the game that bother me, too. I've said many times to Tiki, I mean, man, how many times do you see a guy hit a triple, number one? How many times do you see a guy – think about this, Gary. To me, the most exciting play in baseball –
The park's too small to do that.
That's true, too. But, Chef, to me, the most exciting play in baseball, and I've said this a million times, man on first base, right? Bullet mm-hmm. in the gap, like a one-hopper to the wall, right? Left fielder mm-hmm. or right fielder gets it, cutoff man is out, boom. You deliver a strike to the chest, shortstop turns, fires a bullet to the dish, boom, bang, bang, play at the plate. Guy from first base. You don't see that anymore.
Because the fields are too small and everybody plays deep.
Yeah.
Because the baseballs are hard. By the time that ball is hit, you don't have time to run it down anymore. I don't even see that anymore.
It's true.
As a player.
I never thought about it, but you're right.
True. You know, if Tiki watches a football game and if a guy makes a run and breaks three tackles, only Tiki know how difficult that it is to do. He know how what it took for him that player to do that.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah. I see a guy hit a home run, and I played in a certain stadium, and I see the swing. I know it's not a home run swing.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Makes sense.
I feel you. Wow.
Makes a lot of sense. Chef, Gary, this was money, man.
Yeah, I wish we had more time. We unfortunately don't. We're pretty much up against the end of the show, but not the conversation I necessarily thought we would have, but a very, very interesting one nonetheless. Thanks for being candid with us, man, and good having you back on the show.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.